University of Alaska Fairbanks political science professor Jerry McBeth says Stephen's conviction will not overshadow everything the senator has done for the state.
I don't think so. It will certainly be a factor. As Aristotle said, one swallow doesn't make a spring. This is one part of his career, and certainly not all of it.
McBeth is not writing off Stephen's re-election bid despite the guilty verdict. He says Stephen's extended record of garnering federal support for Alaska programs has generated loyalty that transcends the conviction.
Many people have told me that they would vote for the senator even if he were convicted. I suspect he'll have a very hard fight to pull through a victory. Next Tuesday would be hard indeed, but not impossible.
McBeth says if Stephen's Senate tenure is over, that factor combined with the economic crisis could make for rough times for Alaska.
I cannot measure the billions of dollars of difference it will make in state funding over the next several years. But yes, it will make a clear and decided difference in state funding. And while oil prices are reasonably high as they are now, it's not a problem. But when oil prices dip, as they may, below $30 a barrel, then we may be in for having to develop our own fiscal plan in Alaska, which is overdue.
McBeth says the situation will be exacerbated by Governor Sarah Palin's partisan transition since being named the Republican vice presidential nominee.